We're live from the official Music Hypebeast studio. Music Hypebeast podcast illuminates raw, beautiful, and uncensored music talent from all around the world. Music is the universal language of the world, and people depend on music every day. And that is to inspire them, carry them through their darkest moments, and make them feel like, you know, they can fly. So music marks time in life. My name is Karish Verrill, and I have the ultimate honor of hosting the Music Hypebeast podcast. Music Hypebeast podcast is syndicated on 99.7 The Heat Miami, officially powered by iHeartRadio. Now today, I have major recording artist and entrepreneur Stick and Move on the podcast today. Now people, listen to me closely. Now the music journey of Stick and Move will light another fire in your spirit to put even harder push in life. And again, I'm honored, and I mean super honored, to have Stick and Move on the Music Hypebeast podcast today. So what's up, Stick and Move? How are you? And welcome to the big stage.
How you doing? Glad to be here. Sticking and moving, man. That's all I'm doing. That's what we doing, man.
Yes. I love it. So glad to have you here. And I wanted to just go ahead and dive right into it. So we're going to talk about in the marathon of music, there are millions of runners, right? In the pursuit of the same goal, which is superstardom. You're in the thick of the race right now. Explain to the audience why you believe you're built for the long run.
I'm built for the long run and for the finish because I'm resurfacing that early 2000 music, that music that was still good where you had your playlist on just shuffle, where you wasn't stingy about like a new artist, music without cursing, storylines, charisma, everything, etc. So it's like I'm bringing that back, and I'm seeing that it's a sound that people want to have, especially without cursing too. So it's like that's the angle I'm coming with, and I feel in the long run, I have a long catalog, so people gonna love my music regardless.
Okay. Now I wanted to know, like a lot of artists, they burn out, right? So they quit or they simply run out of money before their dreams come to fruition. Can you break down to the audience, how do you pace yourself and give us like a little snapshot of your mentality? Like explain how you mentally approach life and some of your philosophies.
Well, I'll say to prevent being burnt out is to be versatile and as a social butterfly as I am, it's easy to come up with topics and stay up with today's world with, you know, with everything the movement is. And so without like the financial part and all that, I just feel if I can keep up with the crowd, what they like, and still stay with my brand, then I can stay above water, if that makes sense.
Yes, it does. So can you break down how your music touches people's spirits and motivate them?
I got, Stick and Move. Stick and Move is, it's a movement. It's like, you're doing it moving. Nobody likes to be stuck in traffic. You want to play some Stick and Move music, you're gonna be driving smooth. You're going to get up, you know, it's just the music you're going to vibe, dancing to, in the car, when you're on vacation trips, barbecues. It's like skating. I have a skating song. So it's like I've attacked pretty much almost every genre for people to keep the ball rolling.
Okay. So what do you feel is your core music?
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe or Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret? With Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whatever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/try to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/try.
Type of your favorite genre. Because I know it can move, it can change.
I'm mellow. I like my flow. My flow is, I want to be up there, so to speak, with the J. Cole and the Kendricks, right? You got the storyline's cool. The beat ain't going to just overpower the message. but the beat is good as well. And so, like, I like that. I like where you can close your eyes and actually reminisce off something you can relate to in the lyrics and be like, oh, I know that. I lived that. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That's my angle that's what I like rapping. I can do the turn ups and the club bangers and all that stuff, but it's like, am I doing that right now? You know what I mean? So I just do what matters and what counts.
Okay. So we seeing that you got the conscious corner. All right.
Yeah.
That's some two big heavyweights right there.
Yeah.
So that's great. That's great. So let me create an image for you. Like, you're performing at BBQ's in New York City before a sold out show. The crowd is going crazy. Now you're on stage performing your God-given talent while you're holding that microphone, staring into the sea of people. Tell me, what is going through your mind right now, and explain how that moment would make you feel.
At that moment, first thing would be like, we here. Now that mm-hmm. we here, it's like the gigantic biggest milestone. And so if you can get here, then you can get to the top. So it's like, I wouldn't even look at it as, I would like, you know, you get the pat on the backs or whatever, but I still feel like there's still more room for improvement. But I would really love that, you know, that memorable thought, that memorable moment, I mean.
So what would be going through your mind?
Just a lot of anxiety, of course, but just, you know, just to be, to know that the kid that was rapping in high school for fun is actually rocking, you know, like that type of stuff. It's like,
yeah,
it's strangers, people that are really, that don't know me probably personally, of course, right? But they just are there chanting and what? You know, are you crazy? I mean, everybody feeling that feeling, you know what I mean? So.
Right.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Okay. I love it. So as an indie artist, you have the weight of the world on your shoulders every single day. Plus you have to manage your personal life, your job, etc. From your perspective, can you explain the life of an indie artist?
You gotta explain that to me, because all these new terminologies is things that I don't really be hooked to. Never heard of an indie artist, to be real.
So an indie artist is independent. So you're not signed
so
to
we're just
a label.
All abbreviated. Indie. Yep. Okay, for sure. Yep. So okay, repeat it again.
Okay. So as an indie artist, you have the weight of the world on your shoulders every single day. Plus you have to manage your personal life, like your job, family, etc. From your perspective, explain the life of an indie artist.
Indie artist is the whole head to the tail of the snake, the whole person that operates everything. So it's like, if I stop, the whole thing stops, the whole operation stops. So in order to keep that weight on my shoulders, kind of like not as heavy, is just stay mm-hmm. motivated, stay positive, stick to my morals, keep the support system that I have with me, and don't venture off to stuff that's not me.
Okay. Uh-huh. And when you say venture off to stuff that's not me, that's meaning that you are sticking to yourself. You're not following the trends or what somebody else say. You're just being focused, right?
Focused and just motivated, ambition, you know, just to not get into all the extra dramas and everything that it's just, you know, like you have to stick to the brand. So if the brand stick and move, I don't stick around that much. So it's just basically, if I know they got too much rah-rah going over here and that's taking time of what I got going to build, you know what I mean? I got to water my own hip hop garden. So that's just where it's at.
I love that. Yes. So can you explain how people have responded to your music when they hear it live? Take us there.
When they hear my music, and it's a positive feedback. And I looked at it as, before I used to have a chip on my shoulder and they said, oh, you sound like Big Sean or you sound like Kendrick or, you know, they'll name them. But then it's like, Eric or Stick, you got to look at it as these are famous top tier rappers. So if people are saying that your talent is just as much as theirs, that's somewhat good. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It lets me know that I'm up to par with it. And it's not saying that they're saying that I'm swagger jacking or anything, because I have my own swag, but they're saying that I give them that vibe. So,
right.
So it's like once I started noticing, that's the engagement I get back is those real hip hoppers where they can hear something that sounds like an Eminem or a Ludacris, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. A Missy Elliott, you know what I mean? The top tier faces of the hip hops know that I'm in that compared to like the new age people. No shade to them. It's just more like it sets me to where I know where I need to go, who I need to reach out to, and how to get my following and my audience together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I love it. That's a great way to look at it. So the music, it comes with zero guarantees. So there's no 401k, health insurance, six pay, right?
Right.
So why in the world are you willing to accept this high level risk?
So to be real, the fact that it's on music is on YouTube, on internet forever. It's like I could be gone. People don't even know me from 30, 40 years from now, but it's going to be music that's there, like mm-hmm. how Tupac and Biggie's music is. So it's just like, that's my whole part of attacking it with music. It's just to put good content out there that's going to forever be out there for all generations, different faces and races. And it's like, mm-hmm. nobody's dying in my music. It's nothing to where it's, he's just a phase rapper. It's going to be something that's in the long end, so.
Yeah.
Like you said, and like the health and all that thing is just, I'm healthy. I don't indulge into things that destroy my body, and I don't go out and cause harm amongst people and others. So I feel like that's my 401k, my health issue. You know what I mean? Like, it's like,
yeah, I like that.
You know what I mean? Like, just that. Keep that going to keep the image going, and that's how it is. So, yep.
Yes, yes. Okay, that's a great way to look at it. Okay, yep. I love that take. That's the first here on this podcast with the 401k. I love that. Prevention in all measures and categories. So right. Explain some dark moments in your life where things could have really have went left.
Dealing with incarceration and loss of family members, death in the family, where it's like you don't have that person in your life to where you can talk to them when you have problems, or they can compliment you when the music is good and stuff like that. You know, the motivation. So it's like to get out of that dark hole and alcohol abuse and all that stuff mm-hmm. was like, I'm going on 3 years, no alcohol in December. And so mm-hmm. that's what really gets me out of that dark hole that I was in. But mm-hmm. I mean, like during the pandemic, a lot of stuff was going on, like Nipsey Hussle, Kobe Bryant, like a lot of that stuff took a big toll on me. So I was isolated, but I still like would still be on brushing up on my lyrics, always on YouTube beats and all that. I just wasn't recording, but mm-hmm. I just wanted to get myself ready in the locker room before I started pushing my content out for the world.
Gotcha. Okay. Strategic. I love that. I love it. So can you explain the good and bad part of your childhood?
I'll say the bad. Let's get the bad out the way. The bad is I was rebellious. I was ADHD baby, you know what I'm saying? Just just wild. I never was a crowd chaser. I make my own lane, do what I do. But, you know, I just had to learn that the stove was hot sometimes. But good childhood, my parents, brothers, family, like city kid, like everything was good. I can go to the school and they scream my name. Like, I play basketball here and there until I just didn't like it no more. But the good, I can say as my childhood was really good. It was really good.
Good, good, good. So who supported your music career during the startup phase process?
Startup phase, I say friends and cousins. And then it got to 2012, I want to say it got to like a serious part. And I'll say my brother. My brother and my mom. So we're here. We are here because of them too. I would say that for sure. So I put them up there.
Definitely. Now, can you give us the song or what project are you pushing right now that you want everybody to go and check out?
The single right now is Bangin' the South. I'm from South San Jose, Northern California, mm-hmm. born and raised. So mm-hmm. I moved out here now. I relocated out here in Sacramento. And it's like the south side of Sac too. So it's Banging the South is not no gang banging, not no negative stuff. It's just if you from any, you could be from down south, Atlanta, Texas. You could be from South London. I don't know. Wherever you want to be, you can relate to this movement. It's just rapping about real hip hop lyrics and music. No cursing, no put downs. I mean, only.
Okay, I'm gonna ask you that question again because I think you had a call come in. It put you on mute. So
my apologies. Yeah.
Oh no, no problem at all. I want everybody to really hear your story. So we're gonna back it up a little bit of you telling us. Repeat what you were telling us about your project.
The project Banging the South. Mm-hmm. So me, Stick and Move, born and raised South San Jose, and we say South SOUF. No TH at that. So it's like, no matter, even if you're from down south California, down south Atlanta, Texas, wherever, South London, it's just a South movement. So I just like it. It's a good song. One of my good friends who made the beat, he's from where I'm from. And I just feel like it's a good movement to start off with. It's like an up-tempo type of motivational song on the radio.
Okay. So why do you feel people believe and support your movement?
I'm different. I have charisma. I'm separated from a group that I can say stand out different to where if people really take heed to listen to what I got going on, then they can be like, they'll respect the movement. Like I said, I have multiple songs that can bring the whole crowd together. I feel like this project, for example, it's like I'm starting from the beginning. This is who I am. And then and it opens the door to other. I feel if they don't hear violence, they don't hear degrading women and poverty flow, it makes people feel better about their life, you know, when they wake up and they start their day. And I just feel like that's the movement I'm trying to push. And I feel like a lot of people need that movement instead of having like dark moments all the time.
Right. Oh, gosh. Yes. We need some light in the darkness.
There's some good dark shows. Like, there's some good dark shows we watch. But if you notice, like, people are used to that. Then you turn the music on. It's the RPM sounds. Like, it's just that trance people are hooked in. So I'm trying to, like, I don't be caught into that type of stuff. But it's like, that's the sound that I have that's different. So when they hear that, oh, there's a light at the end of the tunnel. Follow right. Stick along. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
So. Definitely. That's great. I like the strategy. It's very strategic. Yes. Yeah, so I wanted to know, what is one thing you want to improve on in 2024 to be a better person and a better artist?
My attitude.
Okay.
That's number one. Like, I don't want to say the brown nosing or the yes man or whatever, but it's more of trusting people, have understanding if they can honestly see the vision that I want to see and I do see as well. And they don't want to hinder that as well. And I can turn around and I can trust that they feel the same way I feel, then I'm more comfortable with that. So that's just what it is for this year, is to solidify camp and just being good to people to be good to me so we can all eat and just live life.
Definitely. I love that. So spell out your Instagram profile real slow so people can follow you on the gram.
Follow me on Instagram at IAMSTICBEMOVIN 408. So that's I Stick Be Moving 408. Yep.
And so what is your artist name as it's listed on the streaming sites like Spotify, iHeart?
On all music platforms, Stick and Move. STIC space N space MOVE.
There you go, guys. Stick and Move. And Moving. We definitely want you to follow him on all his platforms. Definitely go and download his music and just get, I think that would be a total encompasses of the persona, the person that we were able to listen to tonight and would just fulfill you. Definitely follow him, interact with him on his page. And I have one more question for you, Stick and Move.
What's good?
What was your take on being on Music Hype Beast podcast? What did you enjoy the most?
I enjoyed the experience again, but also that this actually was a better interview than I did last year. I'm more of me, didn't practice, didn't study nothing, didn't know what you was going to throw at me. So, and you
That's
know, I'm a freestyler. So a lot of that stuff was some concrete game y'all should write down.
Look, they said, welcome back. And you came back to the best. So we wanted to say thank you and welcome back to Radio Pushes in the community. Make sure that you all follow Stick and Move again on all his platforms. That's both streaming and social media. I'm Karish For Real, and I did this interview today. And I'm telling you, it has been very, very revealing and thought provoking. Like, Stick and Move, your story, I'm listening to the courage. It's very inspiring to anyone who believes that they can do anything in life. So I want to say thank you again for sharing your story on the Music Hype Beats podcast today. And I am looking forward to seeing you grow and continue in your path and in your journey. My name is Karish For Real. That's KarEshForReal. So I want you to follow me, connect with me on my movement on IG. Again, that's KarEshForReal. Definitely make sure that you follow the Music Hype Beats podcast on all streaming platforms, including Pandora. Lastly, I want you to follow our movement, Radio Pushes and Radio Pushes TV, across all social media platforms. Mobile app is crazy. So I need you to download the app right now, not tomorrow or later on, but right now. And that app is available for iPhone, iPad, and even the Androids, and definitely Google Play. So everyone, never stop improving yourself. Never follow the crowd. Set your own trends and focus on results and no hype. Peace and good night. Stick and move. Thank you so much. And we look forward to having you back again.
Thank you. Moving.
Moving.
Make the right call for the right Medicare Advantage benefits. Go to MedMutual.com/review to schedule your free Medicare plan review with Medical Mutual, Ohio's hometown Medicare insurer.